Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. And this is Live Talk. I'm Gibbs Dube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about COVID-19 and other issues.
According to the Minister of Health, more than 600,000 people have so far received their first dose of the COVID-19 injection, while at least 231,000 have received their second dose in Zimbabwe.
The ministry says 1,583 people have so far succumbed to COVID-19 in the country, and more than 38,000 Zimbabweans have contracted the disease since March last year, and at least 36,000 have recovered.
And here in the United States, Johns Hopkins University Hospital reports that over 1.5 billion people have been vaccinated so far worldwide. At least 164 million people have contracted COVID-19, and over 3.4 million have died.
In politics, President Emmerson Mnangagwa says Zimbabwe respects court outcomes as an independent judiciary plays a key role in the country's democratization process.
In a tweet 3 days after Justice Minister Ziyambi Ziyambi attacked the judiciary following a High Court ruling that blocked the extension of Chief Justice Luke Malaba's extended term in office, Mr. Mnangagwa said his government respects court decisions.
Mnangagwa made these remarks amid mounting pressure from the Law Society of Zimbabwe for Ziyambi to apologize or face the chop from the independent law body.
And Ziyambi Ziyambi, who is a member of the Law Society of Zimbabwe, claimed that the judiciary had been captured by foreigners, the opposition, and non-governmental organizations.
In other issues, a Zimbabwean couple recently celebrated its 50-year wedding anniversary. We'll bring you details and also the ongoing Basketball Africa League games in Kigali, Rwanda. Yebokambe mahlabezulu linjani lapha likhona endaweni ezijiyeneyo lapha ke lamhla kulive talk sikhuluma nge-COVID-19 lokunye njalo kwenzakala kwele Zimbabwe kanye lokwenzakala kulabo abahlala endaweni ezijiyeneyo zomhlaba. So ke nxa sikhangela ke uhlangothi lwezempilakahle kuthi abantu abadlula 600,000 sebehlatshwe okwakuqala ijekiseni yokuvimba ukumemetheka kwe-COVID-19, kuthi ke abafika 231,000 ngabantu asebehlatshwe okwesibili. Uhlangothi lolu lubika ukuthi kusukela ngombimbitho nyakenye sukula abantu 1,583 asebabulawa umkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Kuthi njalo abayi 38,000 ngabantu asebabanjwa umkhuhlane lo, kube njalo abayi 36,000 ngabantu asebaphepha kumkhuhlane lo. So nxa sikhangela ke sisiya phambili, iJohns Hopkins University ibika ukuthi sukula abantu 1.5 billion asebehlatshwe uma-Jackson okuvimba ukumemetheka kwegciwane le-COVID-19. Kuthi-ke abantu abayi 164 million ngabantu asebabanjwa ngumkhuhlane lo. So uyamemetheka okunye okumangalisayo umkhuhlane lo, Marvelous. Kuzobuya-ke abantu 3.4 million abantu asebabulawa umkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Nxa sesikhangela njalo kwezombangazwe, sibonile-ke umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ekhipha kutwitter lapha esithi ijudiciary kumbe ngithi abezomthethwandaba ngabantu abaqakathekele okunye okumangalisayo. Ngakho-ke ilizwe leZimbabwe liyahlonipha khona ukuthi nxa uyimthethwandaba ungethula okwethulayo. Sibonile-ke umphathintambo wezemthetho umnumzana Ziyambi Ziyambi esithi kukhanya ngazane abezomthethwandaba sezibanjwe ngabantu abakwamanye amazwe kumbe abantu abaseZimbabwe abaphikisa uhulumende. Kodwa uMnangagwa kuthi hayi, kungani yena uyahlonipha umthetho njengoba kukhanya ukuthi i-democracy ma ibuya ngokuhlonipha umthetho lokunye okuthiyeneyo. Mnangagwa ngikhuluma ngesikhathi i-Law Society of Zimbabwe isithi Ziyambi kumele axolise sibili kumbe uyaxotshwa ku-Law Society of Zimbabwe. So ke kuzobuya-ke uZiyambi yena ngokwakhe uthi ukhanya ngazane labantu abanjengama-opposition parties kumbe ngithi amabandla aphikisayo yiwo kanye angani aphehla into eziningi. Kuzobuya-ke okunye-ke Mavela sifula abantu asebele iminyaka eyi-50 betshadile. Salethulela lolu daba njalo le-Basketball Africa League games ezikhona ngale eKigali kwele Rwanda. Kunjalo
aiwakunayo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa pano padiaspora forum tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro nasi tichange tine gango tichange tiri kutarisa zvinhu zvakawanda asi tisingakanganwi kuti pari zvino pane denda ranetsa pasi rose recovid-19 tinotarisa kuti bazi rezveutano rinozivisa iro kuti pane vanhu 1583 vashaya kubva kudenda iri kubva denda iri ratanga patingati gore rapera muna Machi tozotarisa zvakare kuti pari zvino munyika muri kuitwa imo chirongwa chekubaya vanhu nhomba yecovid-19 saka pari zvino bazi iri riri kuti pane vanhu vanosvika ivo 600,000 vakawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba yekutanga yecovid-19 pari zvino uyezve pane vanhu 231,000 vakawanikwa vachibayiwa ivo nhomba yavo yechipiri yecovid-19 tombotarisa zviri kuitika pasi rose padenda iri John Hopkins University Hospital yemuno muAmerica inoti pane vanhu vanosvika ivo 1.5 billion vatowanikwa vachibayiwa nhomba dzecovid-19 pasi rose zvinosanganisirawo nezimbabwe ichitaura zvakare kuti pane vanhu 164 million vakawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 pasi rose uyezve vanhu 3.4 million vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya tozotarisa zviri kuitika pasi penyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika tinoona kuti mazuva apfuura iwaya mutungamiri wenyika vaemarson munangagwa vakawana ivo vachienda padandemutande retwitter vachitaura ivo kuti vanoremekedza zvinhu zvinobuda kubva kumatare takaona izvi zvakabuda mushure mekunge takaona vaziyambi ziyambi vachiwanikwa ivo vachishora mabatirwo akaitwa nyaya yava Luke Malaba yekuti vakawanikwa ivo vachinzi nehigh court havasi kukwanisa kunge vachienderera mberi nebasa asi kuti vaende pamudyandigere saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa ipo pano uyezve tichitarisa zvakare hazviri kuitwa nezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe pasi rose tinoona kuti pane zvimwe zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe hazviri pasi rose zviri kuwanikwa izvo zvichibatana nevamwe vari munyika mukuedza kuchenesa guta reHarare nekumwewo tawanikwa tichitaura navajacob ngarivhume vachange vainesi ipo pano pachirongwa vachitaurawo kuti zviri kufamba sei uyezve kuti vamwewo zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe hazviri kunze kwenyika zvingabatsira sei mumabasa ekuchenesa nzvimbo kana mamwewo mabasa ari kuitika munyika pari zvino Gibbs.
Yes, I think our first guest is in right now, and that is Mr. Jacob Ngarivhume. Welcome to the program, Mr. Ngarivhume. Hello, Mr. Ngarivhume, can you hear me?
Ndinotenda. Thank you very much, Gibbs. Sure, I can hear you.
Yes, so very welcome. So tell us a bit about what is going on in terms of your program that you're doing.
I'm not sure if it's his network, but I think it's delayed, Gibbs. I'm not sure. Mr. Ngarivhume, muri kutinzwa here? Let him drop off and then come back again.
So let's try to talk to Mr. Nkululeko Gwabalanda Mathe. Okay. I think he's one guy that has actually joined us. Let me check him out and see whether he's around. Yeah, so he's around. We are now waiting for two other guests to join us. That is Mr. Kari Twala Jackson and Mr. Busani Busontini. So, Gwabalanda, kunjani baba? Uyangizwa Gwabalanda? No, siyaphila kakhulu. Sibona ngani ifoni yakho? Cheta kancane ngilokho ngidinge. Yakungani ifoni yakho yakiliza? Ifoni yakho ngani yakiliza? Uba sendone right. Yeah, okay, sesikuzwa khona manje. So, siyabona ukuthi eZimbabwe kulento eziningi ezibhekane labantu. Okunye okwangikhona ikhona ukuthi lisemazweni xa seliphenduka eZimbabwe kathesi seliyacelwa ukuthi umuntu ayenze i-self-isolation xa ukuthi alegciwane le-COVID-19. So khonokhu kungabe kusitshoni kumuntu onjengawe ongafisa ukubuyela eZimbabwe. Ye, Gwabalanda uyangizwa? Ngibona ngazane uGwabalanda kangizwa kuhle. Wothi ngiye kubaba uBusani Busontini. Baba Ntini ukhona khonapha ngiyakubona sibili. Kunjani baba? Siyaphila. Gwabalanda ngicela ukhathe uphenduke. Khathe uphenduke Gwabalanda. So ke Mr. Ntini ngicela usondele fo. Ye, sicela ukhathe ya bamba khonapho ungayikatshana kodwa usondele ecweni lakho. Mr. Ntini, can you get close to your mic so that you can hear you? So there's this new requirement in Zimbabwe that when somebody gets back home, you have to self-isolate. So what's your take on that?
It's a good thing to do compared to forcing people to go to these government-run institutions or facilities, it does give someone an opportunity to go to your own house. Some people in the diaspora, they have their own homes in Zimbabwe. So listeners, upon arrival, you can go to your own residence and, you know, self-isolate for whatever days, whether it's 7 or 14. But the challenge that we face is that some people are coming to Zimbabwe on vacation for only a few weeks. Mm-hmm. If you are coming to Zimbabwe for a week or two, and now you are forced to isolate for 14 days, that means you won't be able to go around. But what the government should be doing now that people in the diaspora, especially here in the US, UK, Australia, a lot of people have been fully vaccinated. What they should be asking is people to bring certificates indicating that they've been vaccinated. If you've been vaccinated, there is no reason for you to isolate. They just need to do temperatures upon arrival, and also less reliance on the certificate that you have that shows that you've been fully vaccinated. But in terms of, like, you know, forcing people to end up self-isolating, and for a lot of people, it would be an inconvenience because you are at home for a very short period of time and you need to turn around and go back where you came from. That's the way I look at it myself. Time you would see what it's like 7 to 14 days to be isolated and down is jalo. What I'm showing you in 20, who's Malakuna Vula, who would see our dog, we are a cry of a name, the Velaka Chan. Babu for if Yigi Amadiga Madi, our name stands Amadiga Machat. So now that yourself isolated for 1 week, umbe 2 weeks. Inking and say, Wiki and so one so put up with against an upgrade coming one up and to only about more. Minambora and try government, but see, I am under the lemon's ring. While we are with a certificate against the line with I saw about vaccinated for COVID-19. Local mail way passport, the Velai Wiki, who figure Wednesday, or may all land lay on isolate. But the corner.
Yes, marvelous. You're joined by another guest, and that is Mr. Kerry Twala Jackson. He is in Dallas, Texas. So go ahead and talk to him.
Kune chimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri muNew York vantini vanga varikutaura ivo pamusoro penyaya yatakaona ichitaurwa nehurumende kuti avo vanenge vachishanya kuZimbabwe vachibva kune dzimwe nyika zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe vanofanira kupinda mune yavari kuti self-isolation. Kushika watestwa wozvionekwa kuti wakamira sei uchizvibhadharira. Saka vantini vanga vari kuti chinhu chakanaka asi dai hurumende yanga yatarisa kuti vanhu pavanouya vari kuuya here nezvitupa zvavo zvekuti vakabayiwa nhomba kana kuti kwete ndozvavangatanga kuita kuitira kuti vaya vanenge vakabayiwa nhomba vongowanikwa vachivhenekwa kuti vane matemperature here nemamwe masymptoms aya anowanikwa nemunhu anenge ane denda here COVID-19 kana vasina vozoona kuti voita sei asi vari kuti danho rakanaka asi imwe futi zvinoitika ndezvekuti munhu kana achibva kunze kwenyika anenge ane nguva shoma yekuti ange ari munyika saka ukanzi 2 weeks uri muself-isolation nguva yauchazowana kuona hama neshamwari inogona kuita shoma asi kana uchinge waenda kuZimbabwe uchibva kune dzimwe nyika sesu kudai unofanira kuenda wakabayiwa nhomba yako wosvika une setifiketi rako zvinogona kuzokuitira nyore saka tichazonzwa kuhurumende kuti vari kufunga here kuita zvinhu zvakadai. Welcome, Gary, to the program.
Thank you, Marvelous. How are you?
I'm good. How is Texas? We've been hearing there are floods and stuff like that. What's going on? Give us an update.
Too much rains. You know, Texas weather is unpredictable. It's raining now. It can be sunny in the next hour. It can be windy in the next hour. But yes, we had terrible floods. The day before yesterday, it was really bad. But currently, things have stabilized.
So what is the situation like there when it comes to COVID-19? We hear some of the governors in places like where you're at have lifted some of the restrictions that were put due to COVID-19. What's the current situation?
The situation is really relaxed. I would say there's not much restrictions. A very few stores, especially restaurants, that are still requiring masks. But for instance, I'm here in a hospital environment, and if you have taken immunizations, you are free to be even within the building without a mask, as long as you have proof that you have taken your COVID vaccinations.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you see something like this happening in Zimbabwe, where we've seen like what we were just talking about before you came in? They are saying that if you go home like yourself, you will still require to be self-isolated until you test negative, I think they're saying.
When it comes to that thing in Zimbabwe, I would definitely say before Iraq, we would remain there in Zimbabwe, because a lot of Zimbabwean citizens, but because of the situation, and when they come, I mean, when they are wherever they are, that prohibits them. It kind of like makes it difficult for them to get the required vaccinations. As such, they just live and survive like that, just in as much as they live their lives without proper documentation, where they can study, where can they start businesses. You need proper documentation. So it hinders their progress. And that now has actually affected them when it comes to COVID. And there is no government, especially in South Africa, in Botswana, Mozambique, those governments, actually, they don't care. They haven't said or done anything to those foreigners who are not documented. And that leaves our citizens vulnerable to being infected with the COVID. And now for them to say somebody who's coming in should self-isolate at their own expense, I think that's too harsh. I think the government should make an effort to test these people and make sure if they don't show any symptoms, at least allow them to practice social distancing, wear your mask around your family, but let them be free. Mm-hmm. And be at home, family, or carry on with the business that they came for.
Mm-hmm. Maybe if I may just step in there, on the issue of Botswana, we had Zimbabwe's foreign minister today saying that Botswana had said they are going to vaccinate even undocumented Zimbabweans against COVID-19. So moving on, Gibbs.
Yes, Tola, I was talking to you when I was talking to you. Self-isolation. Self-isolation.
Bezibhadalela ke ngibabuze la, nxa ungena wena unje Gibbs, kunti into kaze kuhambeli kahle ngaphandle lapha, gawulayo mali leyo, baza kwenza njani? Sebeke bakunakana khona lokho nje.
Ye, ukhanya ngikhona kusibile ngxa yakubuzwa kwabantu abaningi.
Yikho sithi ikwehluleka kukahulumende lokho. Uhulumende ngabe uzimisele nguhulumende omuhle othanda abantu babo. They should have systems set kube abantu laba bekha nxa efika umuntu bamcheke batho ukuthi hayilesi mhlawumbe sikubambe ulo mkhuhlane nankho kulitende kokuhlala nawe lapha kancane nxa kuyukuthi ukhona oyenelisayo ukuthi azikhokele umbayehlala ehotelini anikeze lelo thuba ukuthi kazenzile kodwa abantu bangabhanjwa ngamandla ukuthi baself-isolate baphinde bazikhokele abantu bahluphe yakwazi i-ekhonomi njani sikwenza njani lokho elizweni le economy efileyo i-unemployment over 90% babhatala imali abayithethe ngapha abantu.
Aha, wathi sizwe ke ubaba untini akuphendule. Baba untini, uyazwela lapha okhulunywa ubaba uJackson ngena khona kuba
Nyamuzu uJackson Jackson but iqiniso ukuthi into yoku self isolation njalo yokuthandwa esibhadalele kayiqala eZimbabwe sesawona eCanada ndibesenza into efanayo kodwa uJackson ukhuluma iqiniso ukuthi kumele ukhangele ukuthi laba bantu obasubjected to these conditions bale mali yini nxa umuntu esuke eSouth Africa evele angasebenzi sethi hhayi othi ngibuyele ekhaya usufika umfake ku-self isolation azibhadalele ivele ngala mali yebo ingomuntu ovela ku-diaspora othole i-US dollar nje ama-pound kungenzayo ke nxa imali leyo kwalayo kodwa akumelanga ukuthi wonke umuntu ukuthi angawubala umthetho wakhona ukuthi uthini kakhulu ukuthi bathi umuntu wonke ongenayo uza-self-isolata kumbe bathi ongala certificate ye-vaccination kuba bamtheste bamthole lo hlupho so kumele becathe ukuthi bathoni banxa bekho i-everyone ofikayo kumele abe self-isolated for so many days and pay their own cost. I think it is tough for that to happen for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So I think this is in Canada, countries like Canada, when they did this, they were really trying to discourage people from coming to Canada. So they put these big penalties that if you come in, we pretend like you stay where you are, but if you come into Canada, we're going to require that you self-isolate at your own cost for these many days. So it was just like a way of discouraging people from coming in. So the question is the government of Zimbabwe also trying to discourage people from returning to Zimbabwe by asking them to pay for something that they cannot afford? There will be a very few that will be able to afford. And then also we'd like to know, does this also apply to our own president when he flies to another country when he comes back? Is it going to be self-isolated somewhere else? We won't see him, all over the place. So we need to be clear here. Are we only applying this new regulation, in isolation, or does it cover everyone? So we have to be very, we want the government to be clear on what are they trying to do here.
Yes, I think, Marvelous, you can chip in there.
Yes, I think I actually did speak to a friend of mine, Mrs. Gladys Jabangu, who actually left the United States and went to Zimbabwe. And I asked her to tell me, what did she experience when she got home? But this was, I guess, before they imposed this new rule yesterday. So let's just listen to what she said.
Kana munhu achinge achikwira ndege achibva kuAmerica. Before atombopinda mundege macho. Vanotokuvhunza COVID-19 certificate yako kuti tipe certificate yako before you board the plane. Kana usina certificate iyoyo uchikwira ndege yekuuya kuno kuZimbabwe haukwanise kukwira ndege. Uchisvika muno muZimbabwe vanosvikokuvhunza zvakare kuti tiri kuda certificate. Munotomira mumulaini muchilenda masvika. Mumira mumulaini movapa macertificate. Kana usina certificate yeCOVID, unoenda, unokwarantainwa, wobva wanzi utestwe. Asi izvi unozviita at your own expense. Government has kuita matest emahara. Vazhinji vari kutesta kunoku, vari kuZimbabwe, vanotesta $60. And then ufanda unge iri PCR test. Ya unufanda kuhituko. Ya inonzi, inufanda kubuda ma results. At least usati wakira ndegi. Kwa kunzi 48 hours usati wakira ndegi. Unufanda kunge uine certificate ya kwenye COVID. Inenge chiratiza kuti hauna COVID. Ya urenge uri COVID-19 negative. Bamweoma matesti ndakazonzwa kuchinzi kana uchinge uchienda kune dzimwe nyika dzakaita sana Netherlands pane imwe test yavanoita yekudraw blood iyoyo yekutarisa maantibodies zvakare ndo imwe test iri kuitwa iyoyo kuti kunyangwe uine COVID-19 certificate yako asi kana uchinge uchienda kuNetherlands vanoda test iyoyo
Okay, so they were hearing from a young Zimbabwean lady who went home, Mrs. Gladys Jabangu, and she's saying that before you actually board, you should have your COVID 19 results, mm-hmm. and then when you get home, if those results are over 48 hours now, you now have to self isolate. And you get the test at your own expense because the government is no longer paying for that test. And then the test results come after 48 hours. So which means for those 48 hours, I think you'll be paying for your own, waiting for your results at your own expense. And she says the test is now $60 per test. But she's just telling that this is what she saw. She's currently in Zimbabwe right now. So maybe in other programs, I'll ask her to come and just ask her what the latest situation is, because she went to Zimbabwe a week ago.
Yes, so now it seems as if some of these things are very, very complicated, but there is a way around some of these things. Kwabalanda mate, akuposo wako mbona kuna. Yeah, kwabalanda mate, njena kuna baba. Vuli patani yako. Yeah, kungani ipatani yako lamtlanje, ayihambe kuhle. Ubambe kuna po, kwabalanda mbona zani. Ule challenge kata za kufonela mimi what to cut za kufonela back so no kubalanda kata baba. So I think Mr. Jacob Ngaruvi is in now, so let's discuss the issue of how people in the diaspora are helping those back home. Mr. Ngaruvi, welcome to the program. He's the president of Transform Zimbabwe Party. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much, my brother Gibbs. I appreciate it. Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Yeah,
thank you for inviting me again.
Yes, you just tell us how people are helping you, who are in the diaspora.
Thank you very much. We are getting a lot of support from Zimbabweans on this initiative to clean up our cities. Firstly, locals, Zimbabweans themselves, who are in the country, are helping us. They are coming out in their numbers when we visit the various areas that we are cleaning up. And also quite a number of them are also inviting us to come to their places. Then secondly, diasporans are playing a very big role in this cleanup campaign. I would summarize their role in two ways. Firstly, they have been on the forefront of encouraging us to continue with this initiative. Even at a time that I was arrested for it, even at a time when we were harassed by the police, even at a time when riot police would come in their numbers with dogs and guns to stop us, I think the diasporans continued to encourage us to go on, which is precisely what we did, and the program is continuing. Then secondly, there are Zimbabweans in the diaspora who are stepping in to ask us to go and clean their communities back home here. So some of them say, if you're in England, but then you come originally from Highfield, then they ask us to go and do a cleanup in Highfield. And then in the process, they contribute to our small budget that we use for each cleanup. Initially, I was paying for all the expenses myself, but now diasporans and other fellow Zimbabweans in the country, they are stepping in to make $20 donations, $50 donations, and so on, so that we are able to clean up the areas that we are targeting. So I appreciate and thank you very much for those of you who have contributed towards our cleanup so far.
Quite marvelous.
Tombo funza kuti chii chakaita kuti mufunge kuti mutange kuwanikwa muchichenesa nzvimbo iyi, uyezve sekutaura kwamaita muri kuwana rubatsiro kubva kune zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muZimbabwe nekunze kwenyika. Titaurewo kuti zviri kufamba sei pachirongwa ichi.
Thank you. Waita zvako hazvanzi. Chekutanga, programi takaiita pataitenderera ini semutungamiri weTransform Zimbabwe pamwe chete na convener weJuly 31st Movement, basa redu guru nderekuti tigare tichitaura nevanhu, tichiita liaison navo nekunzwa zvavanoda kuti titungamirire pakuvarwira kuti nyika yedu ifambe zvakanaka. Saka maprogramu iwayo tinomati macommunity engagement, ekuti tonga tichinzwa zvinoda vanhu kuti zvigadziriswe. Saka pandakaenda kumbare pane imwe nguva, takasvika kumbare tichikurukura navanhu vanga vari mumamarkets ariko tichiona mashandiro avo. Pakudaro takadarika
nzvimbo dzanga dzakaunga nemarara kwabva tapfuura nepamatapi flats tikakurukura navagari vepamatapi flats kubva taona mvura inga ichicherwa pabohol pachibude honye pane marara tikaona honye dzichipinda pamusoro pepaicherwe mvura zvakatibata nokuti shungurudza zvakanyanya tikakurukura navagari vemumatapi kuti tingaita sei kuti tibatsirane kugadzisa situation ndopavakatiudza kuti aiwa kanzuro haizi kutakure marara kwenguva refu pari zvino tikati saka toita sei vakati mukakwanisa kutibatsira kubvisa marara aya munenge matigonera ndopatakaita clean up yekutanga ndakaise mari yangu kubva tahaya mafront end loaders kubva tahaya matippers kwabva tatakure marara patakamatakura ndopatakabva tashungurudzwa nemapurisa kepiri kacho kwabva tadzoka zvakare tikasungwa asi takurudzirwa nevagari vezimbabwe zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zvakawanda takapfuure mberi kusvika taenderere mberi kuti aiwa ngatiendewo kune dzimwe nzvimbo pari zvino tiri kudaidzwa kunzvimbo dzakawanda muno muHarare vachingotiti huyai kuno huyai mutikliniro huyai mutikliniro saka ndo matangire takaita ingori nyaya yekuda kunzwisisa magariro evanhu nenyaya dzavanoda kuti isusu sesocial justice movement tipushe kupfuurire mberi saka vanhu vakatikurudzira vakauya nepfungwa yekuti tichenese magoti
Thank you very much and stay on the line there. So we are joined by another guest and that is Dr. Nyashano. Matthew Nyashano is in UK. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you for having me.
So there's this issue that people have to self-isolate when they get to Zimbabwe, you know, concerning this COVID-19. So at the end of the day, we remember that there were some isolation centers where people used to go and so forth. If you go there, you know, maybe this time around you have to pay your own money and all those kind of things. What exactly is it to self-isolate? Can you tell people as a doctor?
Yes. Self-isolating is when somebody who is traveling from a region of high concentration in terms of the disease, where there are a number of people who have been affected by the disease, comes into a country and they are given the opportunity to live in a secluded accommodation before they can mix with other people who they have gone to a particular country. This self-isolation entails that a person comes from a high region of action and some countries that are being targeted which are informed by the statistics, surveillance of the system. It's not about everyone who comes should go and isolate, because that might work against tourism, which our country depends on. So it has to have some public health intelligence, which is based on surveillance, available statistics, and what is happening in those countries, rather than just putting a blanket.
That's very clear indeed. Maybe let me bring in Marvelous. I think she's got a question for you. Just hold on there. So Marvelous, go ahead.
Mbovunza kuti munoona sei kurudziro iri kupiwa nehurumende yekuti zvizvarwa zvinenge zviri kubva kunze kwenyika ngaizviwanikwe zvichigara pazvo zvega at their own expense sekubvunza kwaita Gibbs. Zvinoreve izvi. Tanzwa zvakare muchitaura kuti zvinogona kuzokanganisa nyaya yekushanyirwa kwenyika yeZimbabwe.
Wonku yatingati self-isolation zvinoreva kuti kana munhu achibva kune imwe nyika inenge iine chirwere chabata vanhu vakawanda paanonopinda munyika make anobva anzi aende kumwe kunhu kwaanonogara kana kuti kwe-10 days kana 14 days izvi zvichiitirwa kuti kana aine masymptoms anoonekwa masymptoms iwavo uyezve munhu iye haazokwanisi kunge achitapurira vanhu zvirwere asi tiri kuti kana iri nyaya yekuti self-isolation iyi haiya yekuti unongomuka mangwana woti munhu wese ari kusvika paBulawayo International Airport paJoshua Mutapa isolate kana kuti ari kuuya kuHarare International Airport ngaiti self-isolate zvinofanira kunge zviri zvunhu zviri kutaridzwa neumbowo huri kuwanikwa kubva munyika inomo muri kubva vanhu vachiuya kune imwe nyika zvazvinoreva ndezvekuti hazvibatsiri kuti muti vanhu vanenge vachigara kana kune nyika isina kana chirwere ichocho chamuri kuda kuti vanhu vaite self-isolate vauye vachiita self-isolate. Zvinogona kudiscourage uyezve munguva ino yakaoma kweekonomi kuti vanhu vanga vachida kunge vachiuya kuzoshanya munyika menyu kuti vange vachispenda mari vachisimbisa ikonomi vange vachisingakwanisi kuuya nekuti panongori neblanket. Saka mukange makaisa inonzi targeted isolation inobatsira kuti vanhu vanobva vabva vachiziva kuti ini kwandiri kubva kuno ndichasvika ndichinoita self isolation.
I think that's very clear. Gary Tyler Jackson, do you understand exactly what Dr. Nyashano is saying, you know, about this self isolation thing?
I totally understand. Niyavumelana naye. Nayisithi uhulumende should have looked into this and select specific places where there's high concentration of COVID cases and at least maybe apply those rules to such people. And on top of that, make sure they force them into self-isolation close to their home. For instance, if somebody lives in Bulawayo, is coming from the from India, and then they come via Harare, don't isolate them in Harare. Bring them closer to their family so that they have a family support system close by. Now, going further, you know, I think they are deliberately not doing it the way what Doctor is suggesting there for purposes of money. Because if you look at this government, I think they are targeting any channel of money, any means of them making anything. They try by all means to siphon any money that can come through any channel, including the diaspora, because anybody coming from outside the country is guaranteed to bring in the much needed foreign currency.
Yes, thank you very much. Mr. Ntini, can you chip in there? Quiet, Ntini.
Yes, I appreciate the doctor, but one thing that the doctor did not address is what about those people that have been inoculated? I already have been vaccinated. I got my two jabs and I'm going to Zimbabwe. Should I even be subjected to self-isolation? And then also going to my friend, Ngari Vume. I think what he's doing is a great job, but I had a few questions for him.
Mm-hmm.
So after the cleanup, what happens? Are we organizing community stewards? Are we organizing people in the community to make sure that things don't pile up? Or does he have to come back after a week? Are we putting any procedures in place to make sure that we don't end up where we were? Is he working with the municipalities to say, hey, I've cleaned this area in, let's say, Lawayo and Kulumane. Can you make sure that you keep up the standard that I've established? Or is it after cleaning, there's nothing that happens and people keep piling up things and throwing things wherever they want them to go?
Yes, those are very critical questions. You can now wait. We're coming back to you. And I guess he's going to respond to that. But before he responds, there's a message from the retired general, Constantino Chiwenga, who is the vice president of Zimbabwe. So there's a statement here which reads as follows. A genomic sequencing test was carried out on samples collected from a reported focalized outbreak in Kwekwe, which was linked to a traveler from India on the 29th of April 2021, a high-risk COVID-19 transmission area. The test conducted revealed that the B1617 variants, predominantly from the Republic of India, was detected at the focalized outbreak in Kwekwe. The nation is therefore advised that this variant B1617 is now in Zimbabwe. The following travel advisory is therefore being issued. A, people traveling from transiting from India will be subject to mandatory quarantine at a designated quarantine center and at their own cost. The travelers will be subjected to a COVID-19 test on arrival despite the status of their traveling certificate. Furthermore, the ministry would like to advise that everyone must abide by the following COVID-19 regulations. Maintain social distancing at all times. Continue to use face masks at all times. Continue with regular hand washing and use hand sanitizers. Desist from unnecessary travel outside the household. Take the COVID-19 vaccine from the nearest health center in your area, which is providing the vaccine. Travelers coming into the country from other countries should present their COVID-19 PCR test done not more than 48 hours from the time of departure, failure of which this will be done on arrival on one's expense. Travelers will be quarantined for 10 days from the date of arrival. And this is signed by the Vice President of Zimbabwe. Zulomuhle, lezwala pake uti, uConstantino Chiwenga uti, ukaya ngani watoto masempu, ambalwa, kuna ngale kwekwe, so kufunyanwe uti, kulomuntu wabuya le COVID-19, evela kule India. Siyawazi uti loku sibili, ngale tusa, kutuwa sibili, iko statement assess issue ile, uti ngani kumenjalo. I think instantly we can pose a question to the doctor, you know, about this kind of variant. So, marvelous, quiet, and talk to the doctor.
Apo tukunzwa parikuta urwa nenyaya ye variant, kuta urwa iliku baku India. Uye shieta ona urumende ishita ura iyo maonero ayo. Imi munu ona zi, jiji nga ite kutiva nuwanya tozi oti aywa chirwele iche COVID-19, chino uya munzira zakasia na siyana. Uye shichine ma variations zakasia na siyana.
Wongo, variant iyo ilikunzi inova ku India, I variant iliku taurwa zikuru pasilose, and I variant zakare ilikuonekwa ili variant inonzi sometimes it can be hard to treat with other drugs, although asita kunzwa kuti kune mamwe ma not drugs but ma vaccines anogona kunge achidzivirira zvawo. Asi sekutaurwa kwazviri kuitwa ndozvinhu zvinenge zvichifanira kunge zvichiitwa targeted. Izvozvo chekutanga panofanira kunge paine ma guidelines anopiwa kune vanhu avo vanenge vari parwendo kuti kana vabva kuIndia zvinhu zvinofamba sei, uyezve kuuya kwevanhu ivavo vachiuya munyika vanofanira kunge vauya vatanga vatogadzira kuti vari kuuya nyika kaya tingati ve immigration ve kuZimbabwe vanofanira kuziva kuti kune vanhu vakati vari kubva kuIndia vova chengetera kuti tichazovafandisa sei, kwete kuti vanhu vanongouya vachiti vanobva kuIndia wozoona vanhu vapedzisira vaunganidzwa ipapo vamwe vanenge vasina chirwere votopedzisira vachitora mukuunganidzwa vachirindiridzwa semombe. Saka izvo zvinofanira kunge zvichiitwa kugadzira kana kutogadzira system yekuti vari kuIndia usati wakwira kuya kuZimbabwe unofanira kunge wafila fomu iyi, unofanira kunge wabhuka hotel iyi, obva atobhadhara achiziva kuti achingosvika chete anobva aenda kuna mukurisi kuhotera yake unorara ikoko. Saka izvozvo ndo zvinenge zvichifanira zvichinge zvichiitwa, asi zvatiri kuona zvinoitwa ndezvekuti ini ndabva uko handisi kuziva kuti mamiriro angu anenge akamira sei. Tiri kunosvika ipapo tiri kusanganawo naGibbs abva kwake kuTexas indabva kuIndia, uyiwo uyu shamwari yangu yabva kuSouth Africa tabva tabatanidzwa ipapo. Dzimwe nhambo ini Gibbs neimwe shamwari yangu iyo vavasina, asi nekuti taungana tazara payapaya pekuti mweya hausi kufamba nekuti variant yekuIndia iyi iri kunzi ikagara munenge makaitwa enclosed inogona kutapukira vanhu vakawanda zvikuru. Saka inoda pane aeration kuti inge isinga vanhu vasanga vachisingatapusirana, asi tinozoona vanhu vanga vavharirwa. Saka zvinhu izvozvo zvinofanira kurongwa nebazi republic health pamwe chete neveimmigration kuti pasazoita kuti vanhu vanenge vakuungana kunge vari kuokera bhora.
Yeah, so can you say that in English just briefly, Dr. Nyasha? Yes.
Yes. So I'm saying that this variant, the Indian variant, is quite very, very powerful, which has been proved by scientists. And once it is detected, like what we are hearing in Zimbabwe, it is very important that clear directions are given by the Ministry of Health in conjunction with the Public Health Department and also the Immigration. What needs to be done are pre-arrangements, which plays as strategies to manage these pandemics. So people should actually be prepared to go through the whole system whilst they have not come into Zimbabwe. So you have to fill in the forms. You have to know where you are going to quarantine. You have got to pay your money in advance if it means that. And then people will have to go there. They are not going to be subjected into a group that can lead to some people being infected by the variant. So all this should be organized, and it should be something very swift. But what we have seen in the past is that many people have come there. There is no clear direction as to where they are going for quarantine. There is no clear direction as to who is organizing who. There are a lot of papers flying around, which must have been filled earlier on before a person traveled. So this is what needs to be done.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line there. So we're coming back to you. So, Marvelous, as we promised people, we've got an exclusive interview with a couple that has been married for 50 years. And that is Mr. Caleb Khumalo and Mrs. Sibusiso Khumalo. So this is a softer issue that maybe people can say, okay, we've been talking about COVID so much. Let's talk about other issues. So Mr. Nyashanu and Mr. Ntini and Mr. Karitora Jackson, just listen to this couple. We're coming back to you.
Love is the secret. Love is from God. God is love. When two young people are in love, they need to put God in their love. He is the creator of love. A missionary that I knew, Edwin Chavez, used to say, marriages are made in heaven. That was Glenn Fry. I adopted that saying for my life. I believe that our marriage was made in heaven. I believe that my wife is the wife that heaven gave to me.
Mm.
And this is part of the secret of being together for 50 years, and in love. We are in love.
Mm, amen. Where did you meet you two?
I first met at school at Matopo Secondary School. He was, as he says, in Form 4 and I was in Form 1.
Mm.
It was just getting, you know, it's not even meeting as such.
Mm.
It was just seeing, oh, who is that one? And that one is so-and-so. Oh, that tall one? No, that short one. And, you know what it's like when you get to school.
Mm.
Then that's how you get to, oh, okay, that one is, oh, Tom Kumu, he was called Kumu. Mm. That is Kumu, you know.
Okay. So this Kumu was about to finish Form 4, and then you in Form 1.
Yes.
So he disappeared for some time, Bella said, get to school, he's just finished school.
Quite.
Yes, may I come in?
Yeah.
I've already pointed out that somehow, I don't know why, my eye kept on landing on her.
Mm-hmm.
We met in 64, after parting in 1961, at a church conference at Wanezi.
Mm.
I noted that meeting.
Since
we just exchanged a greeting, someone, and that was that. We met again in 1967. I was from a wedding at Matopo, and I met her in the bus. I had a bit of time to chat with her. Following her up, I saw a grown-up lady. She is grown-up. She is no longer the 14-year-old I met at Matopo. That was, you know, a mental note.
Right.
But when I met her in 1969 at another church conference at Jabezi, the flames of love, you know, began to blink up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. What he's saying, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Then that we met first in 1961 at the Matopo,
Chavezi,
what have you, conference. There was nothing significant. Even where he says we greeted, I have no note of it. It was, oh, hello.
There was no feeling.
Hi.
Nothing. Just
nothing.
It's kids,
in any case, there was no time to even stop and talk. There was nothing to talk about. He's going to sing or he's going to class. And he's rushing that way. And that was that. The only time that I do concur with him, that, well, there was some kind of inkling that, here, this was then, in 1969, when we were at conference. We were now both adults, we were both working. Oh, okay, all right.
The rest is history. Do you really fight at times? Do you really argue a lot?
We definitely don't fight. We resolve our differences by talking in love. We are in love. We do our things in love. Our differences are dealt with in love. We could not get where we are today without the love of God in us.
Yes, ma'am.
We do have differences quite normally, like any family, any couple, any people. The first thing that we do is to recognize that, oh, there's a difference. Is that how you feel? Is that an issue with you? Once we spot that is an issue, there is, and then we settle on it.
Right.
What's the problem here? What is it? Is it from my background, where I come from, back home, my childhood?
Mm-hmm.
Is it from his childhood? Where is the problem here? We've seen so many things in the world, the way we come from, in school, in places, in books, and here, what is it that we think we need to do? Because the issue that he is saying, that we are in love, we love each other, is very paramount. The issue is for our family to continue. He reminded me about a year ago or something, that once there was an issue that people were talking about, where we worship, and he brought it to me like it was an issue that people were talking about. It was, you know, in all everybody's mouth, as it were. It was a topical issue. And he says my response to him was, and then what happens to our marriage? Because this is a key issue. We want our marriage to go on. And I wasn't even aware that I had answered him like that at that time.
Good.
And then our marriage, what would happen here?
Yes.
That's how important it is to us. Doesn't matter where you are, whatever part of the world. If I go wherever I go, which I've done sometimes, well, if it goes. The going is a topic of its own business to be done there. That is that. The family is one.
The family is one. Marvelous. This story,
inspiring indeed, very, very inspiring. You know, it's such stories that give us, I think it gives you goosebumps, because at a time when everybody is thinking about how bad everything is going, they're sharing their love, and that they use the love to go through even a crisis like the current COVID situation. So, very good story and very inspiring.
Babuntin, what are you doing?
into enhle leyo baba Dube ubona abantu besilala iminyaka engu-50 I think sesakhuluma ngakho ngathi yabona oBill Gates behlulekile ukudlula i-27 kodwa kodwa in case endiyakunanzelela ngizibusa mina nginje le minyaka emingaki ngananzelela ukuthi nabazali bami sebele-49 betshatile ngananzelela ukuthi bakhona okhulu bami ujabulane luhlelo lolu usalindi ugunde ugunde ulabantwana abadlula 60 years old kuyatsho ukuthi mhlawumbe yena lo nkosikazi wakhe sebetshade udlula iminyaka engu-60 but akuningi kuyinto enhle masibona kusenzakala ngoba iningi yethu vele i-2 years 5 years asisakwanisi kwenu ukuthi sikwanise emtshadweni so yinto enhle into ebuso nkulunkulu ngiyathokoza ukuzwa labo babade ikhaphade sikhuluma ngayo lapho ukuthi kukhanya bafunde ezikolo zebrotherni but ngibabone sebegoyini fo ngasebrotherni ngathi u-Ezra ikhulume nawo ebusati basikelane
banbrotherhayi very good Dr. Jashanu I saw you smiling a lot you know
Yes, it's actually very touching, and it's one of the money that you don't normally find in a patriarchal society like ours. I was actually fascinated by the way the two dealt with some of the issues that has been failed in our own communities because of patriarchy, male domination. They are told, women should keep quiet. But that never existed. The approach, the strategy, the way they communicated was one that was of respect and very methodical. And I think if we have such an understanding within our own communities of respect, and we are talking of the 60s, where we know how male chauvinistic used to play within communities, but it never played in their house. And it was sort of an island of independence where women were being respected, which is very good. So I'm really humbled by the two couples. I'm really humbled.
Yes, thank you very much. And before we sign off, Marvelous, we know that there is basketball, you know. Maybe you want to start there. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. But we had asked, I think, Mr. Garifume if he's still...
Yeah, he dropped out, unfortunately.
Okay, because I wanted him to answer on the issue of what Mr. Tini was actually 30
seconds,
asking about.
Yes, 30 seconds.
But for now, we know that there is a basketball tournament currently happening in Rwanda and Kigali. We have 12 teams from Africa. Although Zimbabwe didn't make it, the Basketball Union of Zimbabwe say they are watching with interest to see what happens there because stars are born at such tournaments.
Yeah, lingakhohlwa-ke ukuthi khona ngale Kigali kulo mdlalo omkhulu sibili we-Basketball Africa League. Kwenye kula maqembu ayi-12 angqikelana khona ngale ozathola inkezo uzayithola kula mazwe anjengeMadagascar, kule Mozambique, kule Angola lamanye atshiyeneyo. So libe lilalela nje khonapha ku-VOA Zimbabwe, VOA Shona naku-VOA Ndebele. Sabe silethulela khonoko. Yeah, so now our time is up, Marvelous. There's no extra time in this business. Wish to thank our guests this evening, Dr. Matthew Nyashanu, who is a medical practitioner based in UK, Mr. Musani Musontini, who is in New York, Mr. Kari Tola Jackson, who is in Dallas, Texas, and Mr. Jacob Ngaruvume, the president of Transform Zimbabwe Party. Senator Office keeps Dube in Maryland saying,
I'm Marvelous in Washington, D.C., saying have a very good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.